Welcome to the Waco Experience, an American story.
We the people.
With your host, D. Scott Smith.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Interviews with leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations.
Promote the general welfare.
Jobs, products and services, and infrastructure for strong communities.
Secure the blessings of liberty.
The Waco Experience is an American story, a story of communities across America. It is your story.
Obviously, right now, AI is at the top of everybody's mind. Is it going to be the ruination of Western civilization, or is it a godsend?
That was entrepreneur Mark Sinefsky. Mark was a guest on this show in episode 21, which aired nearly 1 year ago on February 22nd, 2024, on radio station KBBW here in Central Texas. Mark and I met at a networking event organized by the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce. I was fascinated by the work he was doing with his company, ModeForge. Not simply a digital marketing company, they solve complex technical issues for companies like Hyundai. In May of 2024, I participated in Startup Weekend at Startup Waco and was fortunate enough to win the competition. Immediately, Mark and I co-founded a new company called Present Gifting. In this episode, we're going to learn more about the concept of present gifting. I'm your host, D. Scott Smith. Each week, I bring you stories from leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations. You can learn more about this program, our sponsors, and the podcast version of this show by going to our website, thewacoexperience.com. This program is made possible by sponsors: White Bluffs Construction, Custom Building, Home Remodeling. Call Seth at 254-227-2002 and schedule White Bluffs Construction to build your patio, deck, pergola, or maybe you're ready to build that custom home. Visit their website, whitebluffsconstruction.com. Biddy and Bo's Coffee offers hot and cold beverages, catering, and has a community room you can reserve and use at no cost. Waco's highest rated coffee shop, Biddy and Bo's, is at 110 Franklin in downtown Waco. Presentgifting.com. Relationships are important. Moments are important. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have someone to remind you of the upcoming events for those important people in your life? Present Gifting is a free service releasing soon. Register now for early VIP access at presentgifting.com. Heart of Texas TV Indoor Billboards. My friend JB James Battle, former helicopter pilot for the U.S. Army, and his team at Hot TV amplify your brand where it matters most. Be seen where your customers eat, work, shop, and play. Learn more on the web, hotdigitaltv.com. Quality Cabinets. Your home is an extension of your personality. Smooth, clean, and elegant. Quality Cabinets is the perfect choice for the modern aesthetic. Visit the Design Center at 720 New Dallas Highway in Waco. Quality Cabinets are available for delivery when you are ready. Call 254-744-0938 and visit the website, qualitycabinetstx.com. D. Scott here, back at Startup Waco with my good friend, Mark Sinefsky. He's been on this show before talking about his business, ModeForge. And that was back just about a year ago, in fact, that we recorded that. So,
Mark, I think so.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about something really fun. And it was in May of this year. I was a part of the Startup Weekend here at Startup Waco, which, for people who haven't done that, you come in with a business idea, you pitch it, you get together in teams, and over a weekend, in this case, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you do research for a business, you create a little business plan, and they actually pitch it, and it's a competition. I was fortunate and won. I actually won with the idea. That meant I got a little bit of funding from Startup Waco, which is way cool. Mark and I had been talking about different things, and instantly I knew that God brought us together for a reason, and that we would have the opportunity to pursue this as a business together. And so you and I, Mark, we founded Present Gifting. What I want to hear is, I want to hear what your thought is and how you would share Present Gifting with your wife and friends and your daughters and all.
Really, there's two important things that have come about from this. One is that relationships matter, and moments matter. So as this concept of present gifting came about, it's so hard in our busy lives to remember everything. And we have all of these tools that try to help, you know, that we use, like calendars and post-it notes, et cetera, to try to remember those important days. And so certainly, if you're a good husband, you already remember your wedding anniversary, but there may be all kinds of things that you don't.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that about anniversary. I remember Jeff Foxworthy saying that he didn't have any tattoos, but he said if he got a tattoo, it'd be right where his watch goes, and it would be his anniversary, his wife's birthday, and his mother-in-law's birthday.
That's awesome. So really what present gifting is a way to remember the important people and moments in your life, that is not reactive, but that is proactive. So you are reminded proactively about those special relationships in your life and the moments related to those relationships, in your life. So christenings, birthdays, wedding anniversaries, graduations, I mean, just all of those things. And so what present gifting does is it prompts you that, hey, coming up in say 14 days, this important event is coming up, and based on the profile of the relationship that's coming up, here's three gifts, good, better, best, gift opportunity. And you can click the button, confirm the shipping address and that you really want to buy it, and click the button and it's done. It will show up at that important relationship's location, and problem solved.
You know, this concept of present gifting came up because I was at the flower shop to buy my wife a bouquet, and I sat down with the person there at the store, and I knew the owner, Twyla, and I asked her about future events. I said, you know, this is my wife's birthday, but there's Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, our anniversary, my mother-in-law's birthday.
Important.
All these different things, right? But I said, can I just like give you my credit card? We get all these things listed out, and then you just send me a message and say, do you still want to spend this amount? And she said, no, but it'd be great if it existed. And so that was the idea I pitched, was to have some sort of a reminder thing, but knowing that you have experience in the technical side, because I've looked at code to make things happen. And to me, it just looked like a monkey dancing on a keyboard. And I have no clue. And so I needed somebody to come here. And so we had a conversation and decided to co-found this company.
Yeah. So, I mean, I do have some technical experience. I started back in 1996, and the internet at that point was very much like AI is now. I would joke that you were trying to sell electricity to farmers who wondered why they needed electricity. Built several products, several software as a service solutions for various customers over the years. This idea really started to resonate with me, and it was like, okay, well, how would we do that? And how might we make it even more valuable? Obviously, right now, AI is at the top of everybody's mind. Is it going to be the ruination of Western civilization, or is it a godsend? And I feel like it's a little bit in between. But for me, the perspective is any technology, whether that was fire for the caveman or AI, is really only beneficial if it benefits our fellow image bearers, if it benefits humans. So that's how we're looking at this. Certainly, it's a very high-tech solution. It's doing lots of kind of untraditional things in the background, but it's to serve people. It's to say, hey, we're just trying to help you remember these people that you already think are important, and allow you to manifest or share that you remember them and that you care about them and that you love them very easily.
This whole concept of relationships are important, moments matter, and the gifts are just that tangible reminder of those gifts, of that relationship. This is a baseline that says the human condition has not changed. Technology right around us has changed. I'm a fan of ancient history, and as I read these stories, read these histories, these lives of people, they still all wanted the same thing. The technology around us has changed, but the baseline of what humans need has not changed. And to me, that's one of the most fascinating things. People are afraid of AI or other technological advances, saying, oh, it's going to push me out of a job, or it's going to invade my privacy or some other things. But when used appropriately, it can actually enhance our lives.
Yeah. I love that you shared the term, or that we keep sharing the term, relationships, because relationship is eternal.
Yeah, absolutely. Relationships endure.
Whether that's within the Godhead itself, or just between our fellow image bearers, we were built for relationship. And so I think a premise for this is that we're really just trying to catalyze something that is already important and hardwired into us.
So there's a lot of different ways to approach how to solve this problem of being reminded, and I'll say gentle reminders, mm-hmm. that events are coming up, that moments are coming up, and you don't want to miss them. I'm a bad gift buyer. I'm not a shopper. I don't enjoy shopping. It is important for me to spend time with my wife, with my kids, friends and family, and to be able to have that gift. And some people are skilled at gifting. Some people are really skilled at it. And they find just that right thing, that, and it's not expensive. It doesn't have to be expensive. Can be expensive. Depends on the relationship and the means and so forth. But some people are really good at giving gifts. And again, it's that tangible reminder of the relationship.
Right. I would say you'd probably have to ask my wife if I'm a good gift giver or not. But I fancy myself being a good curator of things that I know people like. But the struggle that I have is the time. I could nerd out on the internet looking for the perfect curated gift given enough time. That's part of the solution, is that because we better understand the preferences and likes and dislikes of the relationships within the system, that we are making curated recommendations that aren't just, hey, well, here's what we've got today and maybe you'll like it. It was easy, but it wasn't very good. We're absolutely trying to maximize the, hey, are we making good connections with good curated gifts for the gift recipient?
I think this whole thing with belated birthday greetings has always been kind of a little thorn in my side. It was like, yeah, you're really important to me, but belated, not the word that I want to use. I want to be the head of the curve. I want to be the one let me be the first one to say, congratulations on your child's 1 year of life in your family. I want to be ahead of that. I don't want to go, hey, didn't your kid just have a birthday a month ago?
And I find that there's that proximity component where your nuclear family, hopefully you're remembering you and your wife's wedding anniversary and her birthday. But as that starts to expand, you've got in-laws, you've got nieces and nephews that are all still very important to you, but you may not have committed all of those things to memory and need a little help.
I was just talking with a man who is very busy. He travels around the world for his work, but he's a family man. And he was telling me that one of his goals for this year is to focus on these relationships that he has and to not miss the moments. And he was actually talking about a personal CRM, which is a customer relationship management system. And normally we use those in business. So you're building in your sales prospects, you've got your clients, and when do you refill supplies and so forth like that. So you get these automated reminders. But he was saying he wants one for the personal life. That's present gifting. You load in the important people in your life, and it can be those personal relationships, spouse, children, relatives, could be work associates, could be your neighbors, could be other acquaintances you have, and you just want to remember, even if it's just sending a text message, or maybe a quick phone call.
Right.
And you don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss that opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a great point, is that it's not all about receiving something physical. It's that reminder that you are known and remembered.
There's a concept about support that comes from our psychologist friends. And there's two types of support. There's enacted support. There's where you're actually doing things. You're giving that gift to the person. You're taking meals to them when they're sick. You're driving them to appointments when they need that. That's enacted support. Then the other type of support is perceived support. And that's just knowing that someone is there. Mm-hmm. That Mark, my friend, if I was having a medical issue and I just wanted to call someone up, I just know I could call him, even if I didn't. And I could do that. If I was feeling excited about something, I could call him up and celebrate. Psychological research says perceived support is more important than enacted support. And so sometimes just that text message says, I'm with you. I got your back. I'm here. If you needed something, you know that you could reach out. A friend of mine had a definition of a friend. He said, a friend is someone that could call you at 2 o'clock in the morning and says, hey, I'm in Detroit. I need your help.
Yeah, but don't call me at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Let's talk about the process of building a solution. The technical side of it is a little bit of a mystery to me. I'm not a programmer. I took the very first computer class ever offered in my high school class, programmed in BASIC. I could move a dot across the screen and realize at that point, I didn't want to be a programmer. I didn't want to be a developer. I just wanted to be an end user. I wanted to be the recipient of someone else's hard work. Let's talk about the hard work, Mark, that you're putting into building Present Gifting, because it's getting ready to release.
We're really close. I know close is subjective, but we're really close. coming from a background within this development and making solutions for other people, we were a little ahead of the game together on how do we implement this. Because we worked so hard to make the concept simple, saying relationships are important and moments matter, it's easy to forget infrastructure and, okay, so how are we going to make this really easy? How are we going to offer the reminder aspect for free while still trying to be a for-profit entity? All of those things. And then how do we support this? How do we go from, okay, here's what we need to launch, to the inevitable million optimizations or new ideas that we'll come up with after it's launched? And so that infrastructure becomes important of how do we roll out new features and technology without upending any of the relationships that we have within the system? How do we not break everything or make you have to pick new profiles? How do we protect ourselves if we, heaven forbid, make a mistake and with a new feature and have to roll back to ensure that this is a stable environment for our customers? Taking all of that into account, making sure that we have the back end to support all those things, making sure it's sustainable and upgradable for our customers so that we can make it better and better.
So when you launch a business like this, and when you go to launch any new business, we talk about the MVP, minimum viable product. And I'm going to remind people that today on the Waco Experience in American Story, I'm at Startup Waco talking with my friend and co-founder of Present Gifting, Mark Sinefsky. Right now we're looking at the technical aspects of building a whole new product. There are other competing products that are out there. Send cards and things like that. There's different reminder programs that are out there. Even your Google Calendar,
right,
is a reminder. And yet we still miss people's important moments. Building Present Gifting, there's a lot of things that we could do, but you got to go, but what do people need? So let's talk about what it's going to look like in that MVP, that minimum viable product. What are people going to find?
The most important part is we keep saying it, is the relationship. And so the ability to add relationships easily and then add occasions associated with those relationships easily is paramount. So there's a couple of different ways you can do that. You can do that verbally. So you can click a microphone icon and speak it.
So this is using an AI type interface. So now we're using the technology for good.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I'll just give you some of my favorite tests because I've been doing, oh, so very many tests, is to say, I want to add my mother, Joanne, whose birth date is thus. And you're welcome, Mom, that I didn't share your actual birthday.
That's very good.
It is thus. And she likes food, faith, and friends. And the system will show you what you're speaking so that you can make sure it hasn't messed up. It will go in and fill out the relevant form and show you that form so that you can approve it. And on onboarding, I mean, you're going to do that for like three people. Ultimately, it's unlimited. You can add as many relationships as you want to the system. But at first, you can add those three people very quickly, put in a name, login and password, and now you have an account. It uses that birth date automatically to determine, well, okay, immediately we have a birthday and we have a birth year so that we can establish an age for demographic information, so that we can make better gift recommendations. And that, I mean, really, that's all it takes. And you'll have at least three people and one event just off having spoken that. Certainly, if you would rather use a form, you can click to choose a form and go through roughly the same process with a keyboard. And you can do that then after you've been authenticated and have a membership, then which is a free membership, then you can go back in and add as many people and relationships. And it kind of goes, it's almost limitless on the amount of information that you might want to put in. So say if somebody's interested in food but has a peanut allergy, you might want to be able to say, hey, this person loves chocolate but is allergic to peanut butter. So the system knows not to recommend Reese's to that individual. It's really that's the quick version. Once that information is in there, then the system is just watching dates and saying, how far out are we going to make these reminders and make these product recommendations or these gift recommendations to you? You're allowed to select from the good, better, or best, confirm the shipping address and that you are agreeing to purchase this gift, and it's done.
I was just thinking about being able to put in my wife and then my daughter and then her husband. So now we've got these deep relationships, and the gift reminders or the gift suggestions would be, oh, your daughter's birthday's coming up. So the reminder I get, and the gift would be, oh, I'm the dad. So, and I know my daughter likes bling. And so it might have some blingy roadside safety thing to put in her car. You know, it has her jumper cables and all those different kinds of things. But it's in a blingy bag. So that's a cool gift for her. My wife might get a suggestion. Hey, your daughter's birthday is coming up. She's decorating her home. These are the kinds of things she likes. So here's a hand-blown glass vase suggestion. And then her husband, Samuel, gets the reminder, hey, your wife's birthday is coming up, and it might be something more romantic, maybe something about a getaway. The system then is actually looking at not just the event that's coming up, a birthday, but that relationship, and then it's making gift recommendations appropriate to that relationship.
Absolutely. So it's making the recommendations based on the relationship between the member and their loved one. It's making recommendations based on any shared likes or dislikes within the system, age, gender. There's a lot of different variables that go into that. And so really, the more we know about your relationships, the better the gift recommendation can be.
So presentgifting.com. They can start participating in that. So many people that I've talked to, as I've explained this to them, they're saying, oh my gosh, I'll put my family in there, but also work-related things.
Absolutely.
People who have employees or customers.
Absolutely. So, you know, if you've got a business, you know that all of your customers are important. And so your ability to add these colleagues and these relationships that may be more business focused, it's completely capable of doing that. Everything is flagged within the system. So we know the difference between family, which might be represented as the familial connections of mother, father, sister, brother, but also work-related contacts. So the system works similarly in that it's going to look at the profiles, figure out what this person likes, You can take that information from your CRM if you've taken copious notes on what a particular customer's into, and that automatically goes into that profile and makes gift recommendations that are relevant.
I can just imagine the real estate broker who just signed the deal, they just closed on the home, people got their keys, and in 3 months they want to send them a gift. Because if you're a real estate broker and you just sold a house to somebody, all their friends are also buying and selling houses, because we tend to track with people who are doing life similar to ourselves. And you want to get those reminders. You want to get in front of people. And so to say, oh, in 3 months, I'm going to send them another housewarming gift, because you probably gave them something at closing, but maybe there's something appropriate you want to send out as a reminder. So there's a lot of opportunity in both the personal and business side with present gifting. The minimum viable product, the MVP, is what's going to be releasing, and then the enhancements that are coming out. Let's talk about a little bit of the future and how these different types of features get rolled out from your perspective as the technical person, and including things like it's web-based now, but there's apps in the future. What does this look like?
At the end of the day, we want to make this as convenient as possible, both for adding relationships and occasions to the system and making those recommendations. So the MVP is definitely web-based, but the infrastructure is set up so that things that are as basic as mobile apps can be attached to that. And then whatever's next, as we're moving into this AI-driven world, whatever new devices are available, we want to make this as easy as possible. So, I mean, this could go as far as being able to state these things into other AI agents like Siri or Google. So, whatever it takes for us to be able to capture these relationships for you and the occasions that are important to them, we'll be moving towards.
Mark, I want to close with just a personal story from your life. You just had a significant event that was kept a secret, but it'll definitely be something that you want to add in as an important event and reminder. Tell us what happened recently.
So true. So we just got to surprise our youngest daughter at her engagement. She was completely surprised. She didn't know this was happening, and we were able to be at the fancy restaurant when her newly minted fiance brought her to what she thought was a fancy dinner, and we were there with the new in-laws and together, and it was pretty magical. We got to welcome a new member to the family, or almost welcome a new member to the family, and they did the same with our daughter. And so, it was just a magical moment that, you're right, we're going to want to commemorate.
The Waco Experience, An American Story, is a production of D. Scott Smith Company, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening.